did more to provoke the Lord. The 1 Kings, chapter 16, verses 29-33. Let us turn to the book of the 1 Kings, chapter 16, verses 29-33. In the 38th year of Asa king of Judah, Ahab son of Omri became king of Israel, and he reigned in Samaria over Israel 22 years. Ahab son of Omri did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. He not only considered it trivial to commit the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, but he also married Jezebel daughter of Ethbaal king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him. He set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal that he built in Samaria. Ahab also made an Asherah pole and did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than did all the kings of Israel before him. History is a mirror. Through mirror, we get to see ourselves, through history we get to shape the present and the future. The footprints of history that have been made this period is an inheritance that would be passed down onto the next generations. Therefore, we need to have an idea about history. We are the main figures of one period. If we cannot listen to the voice of history properly, we get to pass on the shameful inheritance onto our next generations in the future. Through the mirror of history, we need to correct what is wrong and we need to stop repeated failures. We often see the well-respected and great figures did not listen to the sound of history sensitively, and we see that these figures are remembered as shameful figures in the end. The sound of history is the voice that comes from human beings that live on the earth. This sound is the voice of the public and the citizens. This sound is the voice of the people that love the mother nation in their own country. Therefore, the politicians need to correctly listen to the voice of people so that they can run the nation properly. Educators need to listen to the voice of the students so that they can educate them properly. Businessmen need to listen to the voice of employees, so that the society will become fair. Public servants need to listen to the voice of the citizens, so that the society will become healthy. Religious people need to listen to the voice of the neglected, so that they become the salt that completes the taste and becomes the light that gets rid of the darkness. It has been said that the seawater has 3% of salty substance which stops water from being decayed. At the moment 20% of Christians are in the area of politics, economy, culture and education. There is no area where they are not present, but there is no sign that a change is taking place. There is no effectiveness. We need to serve the role of the salt and the light well so that we can make the taste in the world and shine the light. The mission that the Christians need to serve in this time is here. Today's passage talks about the event that took place when King Ahab was on the throne in Israel. He was the seventh king in Israel. He should have served God only, but he got married to a foreign woman and appointed 850 politicians that worshipped Baal and Asherah poles. And he committed a crime of killing God's prophets. God allowed them to go through a catastrophe. For 3 years and 6 months, God shut the heaven. As they had a wrong leader, people had to go through a hard time. I feel insecure these days as I do not know where our president is leading our nation to. These days, North Korea is producing nuclear weapons and launching missiles continuously, but the president does not say anything about it, not even a word. Alliance relationships, our relationship with Japan and our relationship with the US, these seem to be negatively affected. Our defense is at risk. Economy has stopped and is making a loss. In a few years' time, I heard that our national debt would amount to $1 trillion. Our people are getting aged, birth rate is falling down and we need to pass this debt down onto our children. This is a scary thing. Venezuela that used to be really rich and prosperous, at the moment, 70% of people there have fallen into the extremely poor class, and as inflation arose by 80,000%, their currency became like a tissue. I heard that about 4 million people have lined up to escape from there. Brazil that fell down due to great social benefit, free policies, government populism, or Greece, these countries have fallen down drastically. This is a mirror or history. Doctor of Philosophy holder in economics, Zhang Yu, commented that we need to be warned about populism the most. We need to know about how important the role the leader plays. So an enemy Satan tries its best to knock the leader down first. Therefore, whether it is for the church or for the nation, we need to pray first. It is because the role of a leader is critical. Due to a downfall of one person, due to a downfall of King Ahab, everyone in that nation had to go through an enormous ordeal. The downfall and crime of King Ahab have been recorded in three kinds. More than anything else, Ahab did evil in the eyes of God. Let us read the 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 30. It says, Ahab son of Omri did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. God was looking at every single thing. In the eyes of God means the eyes of Jehovah. It comes up 900 times in the Bible. It has been said that the eyes of Jehovah saw every evil thing that Ahab did. The eyes of God are the eyes that sees every inner thing and outer thing that we do. The eyes of God do not have any error. People rate things just by looking at the outside, so it is easy to make a mistake. Even when lies are told, these are accepted as the truth, and when the truth has been said, there are times when people do not believe in these. It is because people evaluate on things just by looking at the outside. In the 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 7, it says, But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Even prophet Samuel was about to make a mistake. When they were about to choose the first king in Israel, they were told that one son out of eight sons of Jesse should be chosen and should be anointed with oil. When Samuel went to home of Jesse, the eldest son Eliab had an ambition to become a king only. When Samuel looked at him, Eliab was tall in height and his appearance was good-looking. He thought that if someone was to be a king of a nation, then the look should be good enough. Without hesitation, he was about to pour oil on him. When he was about to do that, the voice of God came. Samuel, stop holding the oil flask on your hand. What you see is different from what people see. People look at the outside appearance, but I look at the center. I have abandoned him. If he anointed someone that God abandoned already, and if he appointed him to be a king, then that nation would have been unfortunate and that family also would have been fallen into ruin. The eyes of people have many mistakes like this. But the eyes of God are accurate. Faith is not thinking in our own perspective, but thinking in the perspective of God. In the Bible, David thoroughly confesses about the eyes of God. In Psalms, chapter 139, he confesses like this. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before, you have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? This is a confession of a person that experienced about the eyes of God that could not flee from. Then, King Ahab was the king that lived an evil life in the eyes of God. Not only that, it has been said that King Ahab was more evil than any of the kings before him. In the latter part of verse 30, it says, Ahab son of Omri did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. King Ahab deteriorated the only true religion of Israel, Christian faith, introduced idols, and he was a king that killed the prophets of God. He killed Naboth and took away the vineyard. He knew that it was a sin in front of God, but he was a king that continued to commit an evil thing. If a sin that you commit without knowing it, is a weakness, then a sin that you commit even though you know that it is a sin, has been said as an evil. What King Ahab did was not a weakness, but in front of God, he committed an evil sin. So it has been said that King Ahab was more evil than any of the kings before him. We need to realize about how we should live a life in front of God, by looking at the life of Ahab. Wherever we are, we need to be aware of the fact that the eyes of God are seeing everything we do. This is called as Coram Deo. It means in front of God. Ahab considered sins lately. In the 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 31, it says, He not only considered it trivial to commit the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, but he also married Jezebel daughter of Ethbaal king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him. Here it says, He not only considered it trivial. Considered it trivial means he did not take it seriously, he took it lightly and he considered it as a very unimportant thing. As he considered sin lightly, even though he committed sins, he was not scared. But, a sin is a scary thing. You get the price of sin for sure as a result. It has been said that the result of sin is death. So to pay the price for the sin, our Lord died on the cross. Sin blocks three kinds of relationships. First of all, sin blocks the relationship with God. Secondly, the sin blocks us from receiving answers from God. Let us look at Isaiah, chapter 59, verses 1-2. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Thirdly, sin blocks blessings. Genesis, chapter 3, verse 18 says, "It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field." We need to know that sin surely brings its consequences. Have a look at the end days of Ahab's life that considered sin lightly. Ahab died as a price for the sin. Have a look at the 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse 34. It says, "So Benaiah son of Jehoiada went up and struck down Job and killed him, and he was buried on his own land in the desert." To kill Jehoshaphat instead, Ahab asked Jehoshaphat to wear king's clothes and send him to a battlefield. Ahab tried to disguise himself and put on a steel armor when he went on to the battlefield. And an arrow that someone pulled carelessly, hit the section where it is between the steel armors. Ahab was killed. An arrow that was carelessly pulled hit the section where the steel armor was not covered. It is an event that cannot possibly be described. Would this be a mere coincidence? No way. The king that used to worship God took sin lightly, and it was the price that he paid for running away from God. We need to know about the hand of God. It seems God is not looking at us, but he sees every single thing. It seems that God does not know about anything, but he knows about everything. When a nail gets pulled out, there is a trace that was pulled out from. Likewise, the price of the sin would be imposed, for sure. We should not take the sin lightly. Ahab took the sin lightly, and it led him to an unfortunate path. I hope this would serve as a mirror of history. Also, Ahab made a wrong choice about his marriage. Let us read the latter part of the 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 31. It says, "He also married Jezebel, daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him. He married a foreign woman, and it was for a political gain. He married Jezebel." Ahab was the seventh king of Israel. It is a common sense that he would choose a woman out of the people of God and marry her. But he married Jezebel, who was a daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians that worshipped idols. It was a completely political move, and it was a marriage for his political success. Due to this marriage that had an intention to extend politically, by forming an alliance with foreign nations and would grow, onto the land that only worshipped only God, an idol came in. Jezebel brought in Baal and Asherah poles that she used to worship in Sidon. Ahab appointed 850 foreign prophets that used to worship these idols, as his political advisors. He also brutally killed God's prophets. At the end, he ruined the nation, faced deadly catastrophes, and committed numerous evil things. For 3.5 years, God closed the door of the heaven. A wrong marriage choice of King Ahab brought these deadly consequences. A choice is important. Moment by moment, when we are put in a situation to make a choice, we need to make a decision on the side of God. Especially, a choice about marriage is even more relevant. Men seem strong, but in fact, men are controlled by the hands of women. Adam fell because of Eve. Samson got his blessings of being a Nazirite taken away because of Delilah. He lost his two eyes, and his life was ended miserably. King Herod also was influenced by a woman in chopping the neck of John the Baptist. King Ahab was the same. As Ahab was influenced by Jezebel, he took away the vineyard from Naboth, and he became a tyrannical king that killed the prophets of God. In the latter part of the 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse 25, it says, "There was never a man like Ahab, who sold himself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, urged on by Jezebel his wife." Jezebel urged the heart of Ahab to act in an evil way, initiated and motivated him. As a result, because of Jezebel, he became an evil king. Whether it is at home or at church, We need to know how important the role of women is. When it comes to men, if men were to become a leader or faith-wise, if we were to raise up faithful servants, women need to be devout in faith and wise. Ahab's marriage that wanted a political gain came to an end miserably. This kind of Ahab caused God to be very furious. Let us read chapter 16, verse 33. It says, Ahab also made an Asherah pole and did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than did all the kings of Israel before him. Have a look at the end days of Ahab's family that caused God to get outrageous. As proved in the 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse 23, dogs ate the dead body of Jezebel. It says, and also concerning Jezebel the Lord says, dogs will devour Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. She died miserably. As shown in the 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse 38, when King Ahab died, this is what happened. They washed the chariot at a pool in Samaria, where the prostitutes bathed, and the dogs licked up his blood, as the word of the Lord had declared. As a king, this was the most shameful and cursed death ever. In the 2 Kings, chapter 10, verse 7, it says, when the letter arrived, these men took the princess and slaughtered all 70 of them. They put their heads in baskets and sent them to Jehu in Jezreel. When they killed 70 people at once, they cut the heads and put them in baskets and sent them to Jezreel. Their children were there. Not only had the nation come to a ruin, the king's family had miserable end days. All of these are not a mere coincidence. This is a result of causing God to be very angry. My dear family in Christ, as we see the family of King Ahab's downfall, we learn that there is no result without the reason. Ahab did evil things in the eyes of God. He took the sin lightly. He married a foreign woman for a political gain, and through this, the whole nation had come to a ruin. It was a price of sin that he had to pay for causing God to be very furious. It has been said that there was no other king that was more evil than Ahab before him. He ended his life in a really miserable way. Rather than how long a person has lived a life, how a person has lived a life is more important. History is a mirror. As we learn about this history, we should learn about the way to live a proper life that is right in the eyes of God. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.